West Side Story meets the TV show Firefly. We're digging into fake gallantry, a duel with swords, and fighting back against those who feel the need to control others. It's all on Pub Songs and Stories, number 257. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. This is the virtual public house for musicians to share the stories and inspiration behind their music with your host, Mark Gunn. Subscribe to the podcast at pubsong.com. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn, and this is the audio liner notes for the songs I record and play. And the show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast and my music, please join the club. You'll get 2 to 4 episodes per month. You'll be able to download songs featured in this show, get occasional sheet music, and access to Coffee with the Kelt Father video concerts. You get a lot for just a little, just $5 per month, and you save 15% with an annual membership. Thanks to my newest Gunrunners on Patreon, Rex Howard, Catherine Hall, Timothy Horsley, and Bobby Curtis. Thank you so much for supporting my music. All right, what is new? Okay, this is a little bit bizarre, but my pizza stone cracked yesterday. And I'm not really surprised, but I'm really sad. So this is like my first pizza stone ever. I didn't know how to cook with it when I started, let alone take care of it. And to be completely honest, I've also been a bit negligent on a lot of things with regards to it. As I took the broken stone out of the oven, I carefully cleaned off the burnt cornmeal that remains after making pizza. I learned through trial and error that if you have cornmeal on the stone, the pizza slides off it easier when you're taking it out of the oven. And a lot of that cornmeal falls into the bottom of the oven. So what I usually do with that cornmeal, I leave it there. I don't finish the job. It's sort of like the twisty tie that came off the finished loaf of bread. I saw it lying by the back door on the floor, and usually I leave it where it lies in my home. I don't clean it up, but I picked it up yesterday. And I'm still learning about this whole personal responsibility thing. It's been haunting me a lot more as time goes by and our world becomes more partisan. It's the first stepping stone for communal responsibility, something just as important, yet just as ignored. And I feel like I understand it better now. Picking up that twisty or cleaning the stove is essential for the health of our home. It also means I have less time doing things I want to do. However, it could mean that the pizza stone that I loved might not have cracked. I wouldn't have wasted good money and added waste into our environment. So I just finished rereading Shepherd's Tale, the story behind Shepherd Book of Firefly. And I feel like this whole thought process is relevant. And I'll let you know more about that when we publish the new episode of the In the Verse, which hopefully we have recorded by the time this comes out. In the meantime, I have a new Firefly song to talk about in today's show. But first, let's talk about upcoming shows. So I'm finishing up Dragon Con weekend. Coming up this week is September 10th. I'll be at Middle Tennessee Highland Games and Celtic Festival. It's just me performing, and it's just on Saturday. I head back on Sunday. It's a strange little festival. September 14th is the public Coffee with the Kelt Fathers show. September 22nd is Hobbit Drinking Songs, a live stream that I will be doing. You can get concert tickets over on my Bandcamp page. September 28th through October 2nd is Alep in Shakertown, Kentucky. October 8th is Iron Shield Brewing in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And October 14th through 16th is Multiverse in Atlanta. I'm still working on some gigs for the fall. It's not nearly as busy, but I have a bunch of things. I'm still trying also to work out a bike tour to a venue. I was hoping to do it at the Lost Druid, but it looks like the next available date there is December 2nd. So I was hoping to do it in October, maybe November. And so I might end up doing it at a different place. We shall see. I'll let you know as soon as I have more details. All right. Story of Favor of a Dance. Favor of a Dance is the latest single that I released at the end of June. It features the music of Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer with backing vocals by Jamie Hauser. And I love the instrumentation that Vicky and Johnny added to the song. They are absolutely brilliant musicians. Johnny's guitar takes a big lead on the song. My auto harp comes back way down, and I love it. I love the sound because Johnny is an amazing guitarist. And Vicky's flute playing, it adds a joyful touch of brilliance, which and makes it more the character that I was really hoping for the song. I liked the song before, but I love it so much more with those two playing along with it. The song is based on the episode Shindig, the fourth episode of Firefly, and I originally wrote the song for the fourth episode of the In the Verse podcast. That is, of course, a podcast I make with my friend Mikey Mason. I recommend you check out that TV and podcast episode, or at least the synopsis if you want a context for the song, though I will share a shortened version for those who don't want to do that. I love the story of my song. Favor of a Dance is based on the episode Shindig. It's a love triangle about respect, rules, and kindness. In the episode, Malcolm Reynolds runs into Inara at a ball. She and her customer, Atherton Wing, are dancing. But despite his fake gallantry, Atherton proves himself to be the kind of man who believes in controlling women. Malcolm picks up on that and picks a fight with Atherton, asking Inara for a dance. And this leads to a punch in the face and eventually a duel with swords. I feel like my story does a good job following the storyline of the episode. The first verse talks about the social event of the season. It talks about Mal's and Inara's joy of dancing and ends with the hostile, controlling nature of Atherton. Verse 2 digs into that hostility. His hand is tight around your arm. And I love that line. I have trouble coming up with good metaphors when I'm writing songs, especially the initial drafts. And I frankly add those in later like I did here. And I feel like this is a great line to show the mean nature of the antagonist, Atherton. And the last lines of the second verse dig into the respect aspect of the episode and how sometimes you have to break the rules to bring kindness to a situation. So each chorus has a slightly different phrase to it. Give me the favor of a dance was a line that Mal respectfully uses when he asks if he can dance with Atherton's guests. And it's all done from the perspective of Mal. The third verse, again, continues the original story. Mal and Inara dance, even though Mal is not a great dancer, but they have a nice time, at least until Atherton breaks up the dance and pulls Inara away from Mal. And this is where the story, for me, takes a twist. So the two main characters draw swords to fight, and thematically, the song starts to remind me of West Side Story. If you haven't seen West Side Story, you're totally missing out. That musical is written as a modern version of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, and there are some brilliant musical-based choreographed fight scenes. In one scene, there's this big dance-off, lots of posturing back and forth as they threaten each other, and this culminates in a big rumble with even more fantastic dancing to music, and then the death of one of the main characters. Favor of a Dance makes me think of those dance scenes, except my song is doing the same thing lyrically. So the second chorus talks about the animosity of Atherton, but it also uses the idea of sword fighting as dancing, or fighting as dancing. And what is that? There's that boxing phrase, "You want to dance with me?" I think that's boxing. That's how the chorus ends. You can hear a little grumble in my voice as I sing that one, asking for a fight. The final verse announces the defeat of the antagonist, and it uses the idea of a puddle of blood, but instead I change the line to a puddle of shame, because in the episode, Atherton isn't killed. He's stabbed because mercy is the mark of a great man, says Mal. Then he stabs Atherton a few more times. I guess I'm just a good one. The dance and the verse conclude, and our hero has won, but he doesn't feel like it. It just feels like a different game that people play, different rules, a different world. And some people feel the need to control others, to install their own values on someone else. That is the opposite of kindness. People should be in charge of their own bodies, their own lives. They should make their own decisions as long as it doesn't affect another living, thinking human being. And yes, I am referring also to the right of women to choose what happens to their bodies too. They should have that individual right and not have legislatures try to control and manipulate them through legislation. But that's a tangent. Ultimately, Favor of a Dance is about kindness and generosity. And I took the idea of generosity from my friend Jamie Hauser, who sings on the song. She has continually proven herself to be overflowing in generosity. She's one of the most generous and giving people I know. And whatever game we play, we should approach things through kindness and generosity. Whether that means not throwing trash on the ground or picking up a piece of trash someone else threw on the ground so that our community is improved. And that's one of the areas I'm still waking up to. We have some control. We can pick up stuff that we didn't toss because it's the right thing to do to make our community better. Of course, it could be as simple as making time and taking better care of the things in our own homes. It's a good starting place so that they last longer. They don't need to be tossed out like my pizza stone. We can take care of our world with kindness, generosity, and respect for ourselves, as well as for our community. All right, this is going to be on my next album, Come Adventure With Me. Here's Favor of a Dance.
event of the season. It's not my game, but you give me reason. You dance with kindness around the floor while your escort seems ready for war. His hand is tied around your arm. Your dignity he's doing harm. I see you flinch to restore your calm. I will break the rules with all of my charm. Give me the favor of a dance. Give me the favor of a dance. She spoke of your generosity. Given that, then won't you please give me the favor of a dance? Cuts it short and puts you to shame. Lay in the hymn and we dance on the floor. We draw our swords, ready for war. Give me the favor of a dance. Give me the favor of a dance. You spoke with such animosity. Then won't you please give me the favor of a dance? I leave him lying in a puddle of shame. It might be fun, but this ain't my game. The cruel rules of your society are different than those for me. Give me the favor of a dance.
I hope you enjoyed the song. Favor of a Dance will be on my next album, Come Adventure With Me. The album is on Kickstarter right now until September 11th, 2022. So there's less than a week to go for you to support this album and the merch that I'm fundraising for. Oh, and there's also a $100 level that pretty much has everything. And this is truly your best option for this album. So please consider it. You can download the song as an MP3 when you join my Gunrunners Club on Patreon. And finally, what are you doing while listening to Pup Songs and Stories? I love your thoughts and feedback, so take a picture of yourself or where you are or what the story reminds you of. Post it on social media or email it to me. You can use the hashtag PupStories so I can find it and share the story. Thank you for listening to Pup Songs and Stories. The show is produced by Mark Gunn, edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen to the regular show wherever you find podcasts. You can also subscribe to my mailing list. You will get regular updates of new music, podcast special offers, and you'll get more stories behind several of my most popular songs. I released one a couple weeks ago for Come Adventure With Me, the title track of the new Kickstarter. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Have fun and sing along at pupsong.com.